بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما عمل آدمي عملا أنجله من عذاب القبر من ذكر الله. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: no other action of a person can surpass the dhikr of Allah in saving him from the punishment in the grave. No other action of a person can surpass the dhikr of Allah in saving him from the punishment in the grave. In another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that when some people assemble for the dhikr of Allah with the sole purpose of earning his pleasure, an angel proclaims from the sky, "You people have been forgiven, your sins have been replaced by virtues." And another hadith says, "A gathering devoid of the dhikr of Allah will be the cause of dismay and sorrow on the day of Qiyamah." Our elders are advising that there's more in need now as we're going to Qiyamah, closer to Qiyamah, and the fitnas are increasing exponentially. Then we need to renew our iman. And how do we renew our iman? By repeating the kalima la ilaha illallah. And this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a means of our protection, insha'Allah, from the fitan that are around us. It will keep us on iman. It will illuminate the hearts. And it will remove the darkness. And insha'Allah, if a person remains on the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll be saved from the different trials that are coming, the everyday trials that are coming, person's iman will be saved. That is why our elders are encouraging that every day we should be engaging in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day, every morning. And we have said that on a Sunday, many people are free. Generally, people are rushing to work. But on a Sunday, to create an environment of dhikr, and each person individually, for however long, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, dhikr of Allah, tilawat of the Quran and Majid, to create that environment, inshallah. So everybody, I encourage, inshallah, individually on your own, inshallah, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to recite the Quran and Majid. Those that can remain till Ishraq time, it will be excellent, inshallah. As we have been reading in the recent past 1-2 weeks about the virtues of the Ishraq Salah, of the Salatul Duha, all those virtues, we have a starting point, inshallah. From this point, inshallah, Allah will give us tawfiq, that we can do it individually every day. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.